Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Brian off improving some of the station signal reliability here this afternoon. So you got just Luke flying solo, but I got Evan on the board joining me this afternoon. Appreciate all the hard work you're doing behind those keys, Evan. Go for it.
Just it makes my heart, warms me cockles. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you coming in a little bit early, kind of pulling a little bit of double duty with Devils coming up next. But it's been an interesting kind of breakneck news speed day. Breakneck speed news day, that way. I've been reading so many headlines, Evan. And so just to catch everybody up, so this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha, and always streaming on the Devil Radio app. You can download that wherever you find your apps, either in the Google or Apple Play Stores. So you can also join the show. It's a Take Your Tangent Tuesday from here till the end of the show. 844-967-2789. Really appreciate Dan Schaefer joining me earlier in the first half of this great show, talking some of the Wisconsin headlines. We've got some updates with the Gableman probe. He lost the open records case. The Dane County judge ruled that he had to release about 800 pages, I believe was the last number that I saw, Evan. And also, we got the update, Supreme Court Justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, announced last night that there is a 5 p.m. deadline for this Friday for all of the parties involved in the Republican appeal of the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision from last week on the maps of lease change. All parties involved have until 5 p.m. on Friday to submit those documents to the U.S. Supreme Court in that appeal of that decision. So that's what's going on there. We got busy day in the state legislature as well. The state Senate is wrapping up what will be its last legislative session day here on the calendar for 2022. It's really weird to say that, Evan, with it only being March 8th.
Yeah.
So it's a weird feeling. Folks will all be at work tomorrow, but apparently the state Senate calling it quits for the legislative calendar year. They gaveled in and gaveled out earlier today, Evan. They took about 10 seconds to respond to Governor Tony Evers' call from last month during his State of the State address for a special session to have a discussion, at least, about sending some of the $3.8 billion of Wisconsin taxpayers' surplus back to the taxpayers. That's not going to happen, but they are working on a number of education proposals that are unlikely to see support, some election proposals that are unlikely to see support from Governor Evers. One thing that will probably pass with some bipartisan support, we'll see, is the proposal to open up a fund, about $42 million worth of funding, to replace the Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills juvenile facilities in northern Wisconsin with a new facility in the Milwaukee area. So not actually constructing that or anything like that, just a fund to be able to hopefully soon find a site for that replacement facility. So that's about the only thing the Republican-led state Senate can muster up in bipartisan support to end this legislative day. Because, Evan, one of the other
things... The last day.
The last day.
Yes.
Yes, they're going to call it quits for the rest of the year, and that is going to be the last piece of bipartisan proposal. Any bipartisan proposal that we will see most likely this year.
Is that unusual? I mean, I'm thinking back.
They'd like to claim that it's not. They like to claim that they're more bipartisan than they are. They say that it's the media's fault. The media, like me here sitting in this chair, I'm the reason that the state focuses on all the partisan activities, not the legislature itself, not the work that they do, but the media is who only talks about the partisan issues and not the bipartisan issues, which is why I try to help them out. I try to talk about these bipartisan proposals when they're there and giving the update about that Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake one. But one of the bipartisan proposals, Evan, that will not be passing the Wisconsin State Senate later today, is a bipartisan proposal to allow local election clerks to count absentee ballots before Election Day. So in Currently, state law in Wisconsin prevents any election clerk from opening an absentee ballot before election day.
Sure.
And so one of the proposals that was there to kind of put to bed some of these conspiracy theories that it was a late night election dump in the larger cities like Milwaukee that stole the election in 2020, which again, there's been no verifiable evidence to be able to back up those claims. But to put those claims to bed, we could have allowed local clerks to be able to start tabulating absentee ballot votes before election day so that there wasn't a big late night drop. And that passed out of the state assembly with bipartisan support, but it's likely to die in the state Senate later today. Devin LeMahieu, Senate Majority Leader, unlikely to support that proposal.
And let's not pretend like they wouldn't find a way to weaponize, you know, if these clerks were allowed to start tabulating ballots a little early, a day or two earlier.
They're going
to
still
a way to make it a problem.
Yeah, they would still cry malfeasance when they lose and then say that, oh, it was their great election security when they won. So, yeah, definitely I win, you lose situation every single time for Republicans in the state legislature when it comes to proposals like that. They cannot even do the simple thing to allow election clerks to start securely tabulating absentee ballots before election day in order to give Wisconsinites more certainty in their elections.
Yeah.
But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Flying solo this afternoon here, Luke is, but Brian's off in the great world improving our signals. But you can join me on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. That is a call and text number. Up first this afternoon, we got Mark from the SAC joining us. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, it just, you know, the education bills the Republicans are talking about, they want to ban, you know, like ban the teaching of critical race theory. And I'd like them to actually define critical race theory. If they include in critical race theory the fact that we had actually had slavery in this country prior to the Civil War, not the war between the states as probably the Republicans would like to call it, that that and the horrors that, you know, that existed after, you know, the whole Jim Crow South didn't exist, and that everything was just hunky-dory, and, you know, that but with the Republicans' attack on the Voting Rights Act of what 1965, that and trying to, you know, curtail that, it just is that part of critical race theory as well, that they, you know, that, you know, that there, oh, there was no lynchings after the Civil War, that what do they want to, you know, that, and the fact that there is actually there was and is, you know, that systematic racism in this country, and let them defend the, let them say how it doesn't exist anymore. Let them say, you know, let them come out and prove that it doesn't exist anymore. But they can't do it. They are scared by the fact that a lot of our kids are very comfortable with interracial dating, with non-binary individuals, with gay individuals, and they just hate it, and that and the world is changing before their eyes. I mean, you see it on every, you see commercials on television now where you see gay couples and interracial couples and interracial children recognizing, you know, what companies have recognized as those people exist, and that, and they want to legislate for some reason those people out of existence, and
well, and Mark, I wouldn't contend that I don't know about saying these education proposals are trying to attempt to legislate them out of existence. I think that there is an attempt in the Wisconsin legislature and legislatures around the country to quote unquote whitewash American history, because some individuals are apparently uncomfortable with talking about some of the truths and some of the ugly truths from our nation's past. And so rather than have their kids educated on these topics, they want to be able to deem more control or for the parents is under the guise of what they're trying to pass these legislative proposals affecting the education overhaul here in Wisconsin. But I'm thankful that we actually have a governor that was a educator that can stand up and fight back against these proposals, and he's not going to sign them. And so not a whole lot of, I guess, attention being given to a lot of those proposals today, because while, yes, they may be passed out of the state Senate in this final session of final legislative session for the 2022 year, they're not going to be signed by Governor Evers, and I am grateful for that. And so, Mark, we appreciate your call. But yes, that is another aspect of what's going on. And in the state capitol today, right now, they are going through this kind of voterama, Evan. They're clearing up all the books. There was a last-ditch effort for Democratic lawmakers asking the Republican-led state Senate to hear Governor Evers's proposal to send $150 to every Wisconsinite and invest some of that surplus, invest some of the $3.8 billion that is currently in surplus coffers here in the state of Wisconsin into K-12 education and the UW system. And those cries were not heard by Republican lawmakers that lead the legislative bodies. So it's going to be kind of a short year for them. I guess now that the maps were decided last week by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and obviously to be determined how the U.S. Supreme Court is going to rule on those matters, but they got to go focus on running for re-election, apparently, and rather than actually do anything in the legislature and legislate to earn re-election, they're just going to go focus on re-election by talking to the voters that, for the most case, they chose, because still, again, these new maps largely based off of the previous maps drawn in 2011 behind closed doors, which experts at places like Harvard say are some of the worst gerrymandered maps in the nation. But Evan, outside of Wisconsin politics, there's a lot of other Wisconsin headlines breaking. I'm going to share this one with you. One of the biggest sport headlines here in the state of Wisconsin, drumroll please, Johnny Davis is the Big Ten Player of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if everybody was guessing that that was the first one, but there is another huge breaking headline in the sports world here in Wisconsin. Aaron Rodgers returning to the Green Bay Packers next year on a four-year deal. Apparently, some of the money details are still being worked out. So there's been some dueling reports on how much exactly he's going to be making.
Some big numbers.
It's going to be a lot either way. But how much exactly is still kind of being worked out? Some of those deals being announced. And former Wisconsin quarterback Russell Wilson is also got traded today, so a Wisconsin tie there. There's usually almost always a Wisconsin tie, Evan. I don't know if you've put that together yet with some of these national headlines, but you can always relate it back to Wisconsin through a couple different degrees of separation. But former Wisconsin quarterback Russell Wilson getting traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Denver Broncos as well is one of the largest blockbuster NFL trades ever happening as well today. So Johnny Davis, Big Ten Player of the Year. Coach Greg Gard, I also didn't note this when I mentioned Johnny Davis earlier. Greg Gard got Coach of the Year for Big Ten. We got the Big Ten tournament going on for basketball beginning, I believe, either later today or tomorrow. Wisconsin's got a couple of first-round buys, though, so we are first and second-round bye, I believe, with their number two seeding overall in that tournament. And so some basketball headlines. We got some football headlines with Aaron Rodgers remaining to be a Green Bay Packer for the foreseeable future. And folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Evan filling in on the board this afternoon. We got one more segment left in the day. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Cock it and pull it with-